Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Pastor Bright Singles is sent by on the line to answer our question for today. Mfundisi, go ahead. How are Christians called to engage culture?
All right, thank you so much. I do appreciate sincere apologies that we had to come in a little bit late. This was because we had some issues with power. And so for a moment, I stepped out as we were trying to sort out the situation. But here is a very practical question, if you ask me. Practical in the sense that we are living within diverse cultures across the world. Now, that simply tells you and me that we cannot distance ourselves from culture as Christians. We are culturally oriented. Now, you understand and appreciate the fact that culture is dynamic, culture is diverse. From one place to another, people relate to different things differently. And so culture, so to speak, is part of us. But then how are we called to engage in culture as Christians? How can we engage? How can we respond? How can we apply ourselves as Christians to matters of culture? Now, that one, I want to be a little bit careful as I am giving this response so that we are not leaving anyone behind, so that we don't leave anyone lost at the end of our discussion or our discourse in response to today's question. Number one, you will agree with me that the entire Bible is written with the culture in mind. You will understand that when certain things were done, they were done in apparent reference to the traditions and cultures of the time. So the Hebrew culture is influencing the Hebrew Bible, which is the Old Testament. The Greek culture is influencing the New Testament of the Bible, or the Greek Bible, which is the New Testament. And so you will now appreciate the fact that from inception, even when the Holy Spirit was inspiring the Bible writers, when God through the Holy Spirit inspired the Bible writers, he did not exclude himself from the traditions and cultures of the people of the time. And that's why you find that whatever it is that you are going to pick from the Old Testament, it has, in essence, something that is closely attached to the traditions and cultures of the people at that particular time. So as Christians, we're New Testament now. As Christians, how do we engage in that? My point number one is that the culture cannot influence how we live as Christians, but culture becomes apparently important in the way we are going to relate to it. There are certain things that culturally are okay, but when you pick them from the Bible, they are not okay. And so those, in as much as culture becomes important, we will not go by them. But here is the thing. If culture influences us to do the wrong things against God, then we will say, this we cannot do. We will stay away from that. If culture is not conflicting with the norms and standards of God, then we'll say we are going to embrace this because it drives the way we are doing things. It gives us the reason and the basis on which we are going to live our everyday life. Point number two that I want to bring to the fore this afternoon is that culture in itself is very, very important, But culture, as culture, cannot displace the things that God has put in place. So as we are looking at culture, as Christians, we will not come and throw it away and say, because you are doing things that your traditions and culture are informing you, then we are not going to tag along. How about as Christians, we come to a point where we say, if this that is happening is not right, then we fit in and inform culture on the things that culturally are right based on the Bible. So, for example, we did talk about, is it yesterday? No, the other day when we were talking about issues to do with sexuality and all that. You see, we live in a society, we did share the other day when the government of the Republic of South Africa did announce to say, we are going to declare this month as a month for condoms and all that. That's what is in them. But then when we come with the aspects of culture, are we going to come and outrightly say, you shouldn't even hear us talk about that? We take an advantage. We take advantage of what they have done to inform culture on what is right. Then we'll say marriage, I mean, sex is only supposed to be practiced in the marriage setting. And so, yes, it is okay for others because their culture permits so, but when we step in as Christians, then we'll come and say, this is what we are going to do. Remember Paul, in the book of Acts, should be chapter 7, when he was meeting the Athens, he saw what they were doing. He saw the good things that they were doing, but also he saw that they were dealing with idols. He did not distance himself from them.
Our line has dipped there. Pastor Singoz's line is gone there. Pastor, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. For a moment, we lost network there, but we are back. Thank you so much. Okay, so like I was saying, Paul in this instance is saying, we will not distance ourselves from the Athens. We will live with them, identify the right things that they are doing, and then the wrong things. We take advantage of that because he knows the presence of God is with them, according to Acts chapter 7. So if the presence of God is with them, it means they have an opportunity to live right and right the wrongs. So here is what is happening. Culture is with us. But also because we are sensitive to these issues as Christians, then we will sit and say, this we will not participate. But even you, when you are participating in this, are you aware of how God wants you to live? Now, culture, to some extent, for example, when you come to Zambia, you will be shocked that the moment when a choir is singing and they begin to move their bodies in a way that suggests dancing, it's going to be a problem for the Zambian audience. But in South Africa or in Zimbabwe, when a song starts and the rhythm is compelling them to shake, move their bodies a bit as though they are dancing, the South African audience or the Zimbabwean audience will not have a problem. But also the audience in Eswatini will not have a problem with the way things are happening. But here in Zambia, because our traditions and culture are suggesting otherwise, you will not go easy with that. But then, if we are living in a society that is accepting such things, for example, even the culture of a woman dressing in a trousers, even when they are on a Christian podium and all that, people will have a problem in this part of the country, in this part of Africa. But in another part of Africa or another part of the world, that is not going to be a problem because their tradition and culture permits them to do so. Their tradition and culture allows them to do so. Now, when you think it is wrong from a Christian perspective, you will not just wake up and say, here, you will not have to do this because it is not right. So take time, fit into their tradition and culture, understand it. And after that, then you will tell them based on what the Bible is saying. And it's very important that when we are condemning something as Christians, we are going to condemn it on thus says the Lord, not a human feeling, not a human perspective. If we are going to move in that direction, then it means we are simply being part of the same audience that is doing the wrong things for wrong reasons, and then we are going to condemn each other. Others are going to defend themselves because of what they are doing. In the end, what are we achieving? Resistance. And so we wouldn't want to move in that. So how do we engage? We engage by identifying the positives and then correcting the wrongs. If you're going to move in that direction, then we are doing what Paul exactly did. And I think that would be our standard.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful day.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.